Yo, 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 what up, what up, what up? It's your boy Frank Alito and that girl Jodeci.
Hi, guys. We're back for episode 11.
Lucky 11, Trap and Checha, DJ Effect back on the mix. Today's a very special show.
We're back.
Hi, guys.
We got Dykeman's own Kid Glory.
Finally, somebody from Dykeman, goddamn.
It was only right that our first Dykeman
even
guest.
Even though he's from Elwood, but all right.
Damn, that's like in between.
Hey.
Elwood is technically Washington Heights, if you think about
it. No.
It's on the opposite side. No, I'm sorry, but you crossed the threshold of Dykeman.
No, we start at Hillside,
no,
bro.
Nah.
We can get the facts out. We on the podcast.
The dividend of Dykeman is literally the line in between Dykeman.
193rd Street is what becomes the Washington Heights.
No.
Wikipedia.
Anyways, about to rezone, guys. We're all got a finger.
Really? Are we rezoning?
They're about to rezone.
You guys are about to.
That's why there's so much construction on Wadsworth.
You already know why I don't want to move my car.
This guy said Elwood is not Dykeman.
That's a whole different story.
About to give him the pink slip.
So, yeah, man. How was your guys' weekend? Effect, what did you do?
What did I do this weekend? Mm. Come back to me because I forgot.
Oh, Jesus. Yep. Jody?
I went to Bistro.
You went to Bistro finally. How did you like it? Have you been there, Dominique?
I have, actually.
Fire, right?
I was there when Rosenberg was there. He was playing some dope records. He's dope.
Atmosphere, the ambiance.
I just don't like him on the radio, but person, he's dope.
Kind of a culture vulture. That's something else.
Yeah.
Who? Comes off that way. I don't think he's trying to be, but he comes off.
Who?
Rosenberg.
He's white, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Can't help it.
Yeah.
So, with that said, do we like the ambiance, Jody? What was your review?
It was really good.
Did you put it on Yelp?
I did not put it on Yelp.
You're not doing your job then.
I did not put it on Yelp. But I took a really nice picture.
I saw. Well, we all saw, because we all follow Jodeci, don't we?
We all follow Jody on Instagram.
You know it's 17 and a half posts a day.
No, it's
one
not.
One that she archives the next day.
I started following Jodeci on the gram today. I saw nothing but bikini. What's going on, man?
A lot of boobs.
So you got.
She flaunts her assets.
I like to take my vacations. I like to enjoy myself. You can't
be mad at that.
We went to the J.M. Bay on the Run 2 concert.
Nice. Oh my God, both of us did. Yes.
Frankelito was trying to involucra a bunch of us in that one, but no.
I got
free tickets.
I saw a video that Loopy posted up that like five black girls was fighting each other up in the rafters.
I don't know.
I didn't see any fights. I didn't see any fights.
Listen, I will look up.
I was
that
with mad
so
gay
fast.
Guys.
I saw the Chinese girls.
Yes!
I saw the Chinese girls beating up the black girls in a nail salon. I saw that. That was crazy.
That's another.
She beat her with a stick. Y'all ain't see that?
No.
That was crazy.
Now that you bring that up, I do
you
have
saw
a question.
That?
I
think
too.
I did. I do
nuts.
Have a question. Who would you go for in a fight? The black girl or the Chinese girl?
I'm going with the Chinese. And I'm black. I'm going with the Chinese girl. Nah. They know kung fu, bro. She had a stick. She was using it like, like she was wilding.
Understand that every black guy will always go for the Chinese person. Because the last thing they want is that orange chicken to go away.
Yeah.
Y'all love orange chicken.
Bring me back. I got lost.
Y'all love orange chicken.
Orange chicken.
From the Chinese.
Orange chicken.
Nah, I ain't messing with the orange chicken.
That is racist. Yeah. It was meant to be racist. Sorry.
Let's talk about the concert. What did you think, Joy? Was that your first J.M. Bay concert?
It really was.
And you don't really like J.M. Bay, so what?
I don't. I'm not a fan of Beyonce.
Thank you.
But.
Time out.
That's crazy, right?
Talk to me about that.
I've never been a Beyonce fan.
Why?
It's just.
There's just something about her.
It's not like she's. I feel like she's a great singer.
Her songs are really good, but like her fashion sense is not one of my faves.
That's what you're mad about.
Yeah. I don't like J. Cole because he doesn't have a shape up, and I don't like his hair, and he wears like outfits that I don't understand.
I realized how much of a Jay-Z fan I am when
all them hits started coming out.
Yeah. All I was rapping or thinking, whatever, was Jay-Z's
songs.
Not even Beyonce.
You know what's funny?
Yo,
a lot of people forget.
I started tearing up when I heard Song Cry.
Come out.
It was a very emotional performance he gave for Soulcraft. Yeah.
A lot of people forget like how many hits an artist actually has until they actually see them.
Oh,
live.
Not me.
This is
when you know you're not an artist, bro. Because I would never forget.
Nah, because sometimes
since 96.
No, you got to think about it like this. Because like for example, Drake. Drake is an example. This is one of my favorite examples.
Right.
He has wow hits, but then you forget all the like the little hooks he's on. And like
it's because you a DJ. It's because you a DJ.
Of course, I.
So you got to stick to what's relevant at the time. Like me, I play records from like 1999.
No, but
daily.
I just think of like, the only reason that I'm saying that is because I think of, that's kind of how I break everything down. Because sometimes you forget, like, oh shit, he was on that song. Oh shit, he did do the hook on that song. Oh shit, he
I just can't get over the fact that you said J. Cole, you don't like him because he has a shape of Frank.
No, and I don't. Frank don't like him because he don't have a shape.
I don't
like him
because he doesn't have a shape.
I'm about to just walk out right now. Y'all bugging out.
I think that what... Well, you haven't been tuned to the show, bro.
She's an amazing performer and
hell
artist,
yeah.
But it's facts. Just like...
J. Cole's like
she's not one of my favorites.
J. Cole, I think... we go through this every week, but I think the standard for him... they put him in a box of people I think are way better than him.
This camera's on?
It's on. It's definitely on.
The red one. The red one.
The
red one.
Yeah, I don't like this black.
This guy said...
get close to the camera. Let them feel your confusion.
What's going on?
The red one. The red one. The red one.
Which one?
Oh, right here. The red one. Right there.
Yo, J. Cole?
Snickerbugging.
Because of a shape up? Talk about.
No, it bothers. The shape up part bothers me. But as
talk
far
about
as.
It.
Well, both of us went two different days. You went on a Friday. I went on a Thursday.
Yes.
Thursday was raining. It was postponed until 11.
So like 11:30 they told
me. MetLife, right?
Yeah. And like.
Don't put his video on yet. We got premiere. Hold up. They can't see all this.
Yeah, yeah. Hey. We got to sign non-disclosure.
Josie, quick. Throw your tissue
on that. Put something else on.
You wish.
No. Just play something regular. Listen.
God, that's so
nigga, Jody turned to the right. She'll block the whole TV. Zwa.
So tell us. What you thought about it?
Well, I went through more trouble than you did. It was raining. It was hot. People.
What did you think about the performance show? We know that your makeup was running down. What do you think about the performance show?
It was great. Jay-Z changed a lot of time. I feel like he changed more than Beyonce.
Definitely. He got the grills on. I like his flow better than Jay. I like his natural better than I like J. Cole's dreads.
And I went there.
I don't like Jay's natural.
I went there to see the videos of the babies and like of
Jay smoking blunts in the. That's something that he never.
Yo, Jay-Z is the greatest rapper
ever,
of all time.
Ever. But you want to get back to J. Cole? I don't like his shape up. I don't like. It looked like he's shopping H&M still. I'm gonna be honest.
He's.
Damn.
He's conscious.
That's everything he's against, though. He can't go shopping in H&M, bro.
I don't know what he'd be wearing.
Black boy and a monkey. Like, bro.
I hate this.
Yo, if I see you with an H&M bag, I don't know, bro.
Nah,
I look at
like,
you different.
The Kendricks are so much better than him that I don't like when they compare him to people that I think are way better than him. And his albums are not classic.
So you basically just say
chill,
Kendrick
his last
is
album was fire,
that
relax.
Many times better than J. Cole. That's what you just
what?
Said.
No, I feel like in this age group, right? The faces are Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole, and then Mount Rushmore is Jay-Z. And Jay-Z's like all the way over there touching God in the heaven. And then J. Cole should be like under Kendrick and Drake.
I have a question, guys. Have you guys ever seen Jay-Z in Madison Square Garden?
Yes.
I saw him in Barclays. Like, I saw Jay-Z in Pennsylvania, Barclays, and I saw him in Massachusetts. Yeah.
So I've always wanted to see him in
Madison
Square. Yeah,
it's an experience. And I went...
And I never got the chance to, so for me to go to MetLife, it was really
but
good.
He sold out a stadium. So it's when he says things in his song that he actually like is doing at the time, like we saw, like he didn't need the Super Bowl. They needed more than him. We sell out stadiums too. And then he sold out the stadium. It's like
that.
So fire.
Let's talk about that.
It's
Let's
so
dive
fire.
In. Let's dive into that.
He's so fire because he says like... Even when he said, like, I saw the garden in a day, kind of pardon Jay for signing out the garden in a day, and you in the garden, like, you feel those lines so much more because you're like, that was my 10th Jay show. I think it might have been my 11th. I've been going to Jay show since Volume 2 when I went to Nassau Coliseum. I seen Jay. He opened up for Puffy in the No Way Out tour in 97.
Wow.
I went when I was 13.
That's epic.
It was Foxy That's and him epic. Opened up. So I've been, Jay's obviously, he's a god to me, whatever.
Right.
I thought I was going to be bored, bro. Because I was like, yo, how much more can I see of Jay?
Right.
And it's never that.
Right.
He's just at a different level. And I think he's so much more comfortable with himself. Like now, He smiles. He feels more approachable. He feels
stability,
like
stability, bro.
He feels like he's just. He would never smoke no joint on the screen before.
Stability.
Yeah, he just don't care no more. He personifies me like. I'm not trying to chase nothing. I'm Jay-Z, bro. Like, I don't care what's hot. I'm Jay-Z.
Nah, real shit.
See, so, you know, I think Beyonce, even though you don't like her wardrobe, performance-wise, bro.
She's great.
She is amazing. I'm not a big fan of her music like that either, but.
So, Jodeci.
Like,
so,
I feel like when she was in Destiny's Child, she dressed like her. She
so
had
it's just
actual,
about the wardrobe, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's about the haircut with me and Cole.
I guess it's a girl thing. Right?
I guess
she's a mom of three now, so you know women start to do things differently when they have three children and shit.
I don't know.
We can curse on this joint.
Yeah, go ahead. Do whatever the fuck you want.
All right.
Moving along, let's talk about some other stuff.
Drake put out a new video.
Drake put out the new video, the In My Feelings video.
I saw pieces of it.
Let's saw that. It was dope. Drake is an amazing actor. I think he shows
artist.
That. I think he shows that in like all his videos. You see his acting ability.
People tend to forget Degrassi.
Yeah, I think he, you know.
Y'all want to know some funny shit though? I'm sad when I'm sad to say this, but it's funny to me.
That one.
I really thought that Drake was like embodied though. Like I thought he was really like crippled.
That he couldn't walk.
That
he
was
really,
so yeah. So when they told me, yeah, the cripple guy from Degrassi is Drake, and I'm like, oh shit. Yo, we're like.
But he was walking in the beginning of the show.
In the beginning of the show, yeah. But I thought it was a reality show the whole time.
Yo, can we talk about Lala for a second?
Amazing. Listen, still,
I want to talk about Carmelo Anthony and Lala.
I'm gonna be honest. It's crazy how women do this, and probably men do it too. As soon as they break up with somebody, they want to get so fired.
But did they break up? That's what I'm saying. This is why I want to talk about it.
It's politics.
She was fired. She was fired way before.
Yeah. She's looking so fired.
You think they broke up?
Yeah.
Because they still married.
Yeah, I think it's politics.
I think they're just doing it for the image.
Yeah. Like,
I wouldn't be surprised if he sleeps in one room.
I don't even think he lives with
her. Yeah, I don't even think that. I'm saying live in this, come to the same house together. So if you know paparazzi pop up, they see them pulling up to the same house together.
There's couples.
But he's sleeping in one room. She's in
there's
another.
Couples that after so many years being together, there's just like, yo, we grew apart, but I still love you.
I mean, he cheated on her with a stripper. With a stripper from Suze.
Yeah. I don't know what
he closed down
of.
Suze.
That's definitely a way to you know grow apart.
When I think of Carmelo and Lala, I don't know what to think. Like,
I can tell you that Tommy Blue had back out of power.
Like, honestly, in my mind, I never really saw them together. Like, no.
They have a child.
Yeah,
like,
they have a little basketball
player.
That's fine, but I think Lala's fly was way too much for Melo.
Nah, I don't think that.
Nah, you wild.
I don't think that.
Have you seen Melo?
Not for Hoodie Melo.
Have you seen Lala?
I just think in my...
Did you see him Power? I don't even watch Power, but I made sure I watched that episode.
Yo, Carmelo been that guy way before Lala was who you know Lala to be now.
Melo is Melo. Melo is the dude from the Knicks.
Since I don't watch
that guy is like one of the richest basketball players ever.
I hate that nigga.
Ever.
I think I hate him.
I love Melo.
I hate him as much as I hate
LeBron.
Let's
not talk over each other. Forget about Melo for a second. What is your question, Joe?
Okay. Does he have a ring?
No, he definitely does.
Definitely does not.
He's only getting paid $2 million a year this year, too.
Thank you.
No.
He's getting only paid $2 million.
OKC is paying him about $27 million.
Yeah, to get rid of him.
Yeah.
That's how much they don't want him.
He did a lot of things for Puerto Rico, too. Shout out Melo.
Can we talk about this video, though?
We love it. Is it lit or is it shit? We have a segment called Lit or Shit. This video is definitely lit. Takes place in New Orleans. Obviously.
Fire. New Orleans.
Who been to New Orleans?
I haven't wanted to.
Ooh, been? New Orleans is
Mardi
fire.
Mardi Gras, baby. Mardi Gras.
You been to New Orleans? Fire. I might go there at the end of this month. I don't know.
Listen, man.
Yeah, I might be there.
I remember what I did this weekend.
Oh, my God.
You ever been to New Orleans, Jodeci?
No, I haven't.
Fire.
The second he mentioned New Orleans, I remembered.
You have to go.
Drunk as fuck.
Now you got to go to New Orleans, man. New Orleans.
And I cracked my phone.
Let's segue. Can you go to World Star? Pull up Anthony, World Star, because we know that Shingy made this song number one. For that, Jake gave him $250,000.
You should have gave him more than that.
That's a lot of money for niggas.
Should have gave him more money than that, bro.
You know how much money
because
he's gonna
of
get off
him,
that song?
Drake generated at least $5 million more off that channel.
Nah, I gotta be more.
You think?
I mean,
I think it has
over time it would be more.
You
but
think
right,
he had a billion streams without that dude.
Bro,
he had a billion streams.
Dance
a billion. I'm
contributed to the $1 billion, bro. The dance. People don't think about
wait,
the song.
Go to
the
IG.
About the
go to
dance.
IG.
You know what I mean? Like, when you think of Kiki, do you love me? Yeah. I think of Shiggy.
Oh, how many
Shiggy
more Shiggy
threw some reverb on
how many
me.
More singles did he have before that one, bro, that were already popping?
Yeah.
Can you guys sing that again? Together?
We harmonized perfectly, bro.
Yo!
We harmonized
the
perfectly.
Right there. Don't do that shit to me no more, bro.
He put the auto-tune on.
He put Drake on me.
We did harmonize perfectly. We did.
FX. Yeah, that's like, why they call you FX, huh? Crazy.
Well,
crazy.
With that said, let's get into how Fabolous yoked the young man up, who's currently, like, living right now. He's all over the place.
I ain't know about this.
But apparently Fabolous gave him the choker. We're about to see.
Oh, yeah,
I
want to
see it.
We're about to see it.
My nigga Anthony out here getting the follows, bro. Y'all ain't peep his alert real good notification.
World
you saw
star.
He got rid of it real quick?
Yo, RP to the world star owner though, man. Like, a lot of people don't acknowledge that.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah. RP to that guy.
Go down.
What's 6ix9ine doing in the back?
Taking a shit.
Go down.
6ix9ine winning right now. Despite
you know what it is, man.
Where
I don't like he? The fact. I don't like the fact that he went from this trolling shit to trying to be a clown. Like, I
yo,
don't
know,
really,
but
I'm
not against anybody getting money. And like, one thing I do respect about 6ix9ine is, despite the front end and all that he do, he definitely go back to the hood and give out. I don't care if it's for the camera. Or not, when he giving out the $1 million bill, somebody need that shit, man.
You right.
Oh, this shit real.
Look, yo, get off
me,
bro.
Try to get off me, bro.
He said, what you say?
Look, man, whatever.
Yo, fat
dude laughing. Look, you got him in the yoke, bro. He just let it rock. He said, whatever.
I what know he's laughing the whole time.
I ain't gonna comment on this one.
What do we think the context was?
No, look at his fit. No, watch. He's gonna start smirking right now. You see him smirking?
Yeah, that's why I ain't gonna
he's laughing the whole time. That's why I'm just like,
I ain't gonna comment on this one.
So what do you think he's saying?
I think
whispering.
He said some real fresh comment, maybe.
Do you think he's whispering sweet nothings in shit?
Nah, he's definitely something like, yo, you know it's real, right?
Nah, I think he told him, yo, you got bread now.
Nah. What he telling him is, nigga, this is not Instagram right now.
Yeah, that's what he's telling him.
You know what I mean?
I don't like, know, B. I don't
like,
know.
I told you I was gonna see you, and I told you exactly what's gonna happen. This is not Instagram. You know, respect to both men, but you know. Nah, that would have been.
I think it was staged.
I mean, then you risk losing money, man.
Then you risk losing
money. Let's talk about Fab, though. How y'all feel about Fab amongst, like, rapper elite?
Oh, we always said that Fab is
the consistent
number one. Rapper.
Number one to me.
Besides, let's talk about his legacy.
No, he's the most consistent rapper.
He like, is. That's his legacy for
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Consistency. Nah. I'd rather be consistent than just have a hit and disappear. I don't want to be designed.
Fab is one of the best artists I've ever seen in my life.
I don't want to be designed.
Again. We're from New York.
Right.
We love Fab because he represents everything that is New York.
Oh, yeah.
But go to the West Coast and Fab is not... He's not... That's relevant. Like,
man, you'll be surprised.
All right, look. There's a dude, Mac Dre, I don't know if you heard, hyphy movement in the Bay and thing. He's nobody to us, right?
All right, hold on.
But over there, he's that.
I got a question. Jodeci, yeah. Who's Tech N9ne?
And
answer me. Who's Tech N9ne?
I really don't have the answer.
Okay.
Yo.
And Tech N9ne.
All right.
Dude, so in the West
I
Coast.
Really
this is
no.
Not just West Coast, Frank. This is the biggest,
bro,
independent art. This nigga's a million, and he generates at least $5 million a year, and we don't know who.
But
he
the
is.
Average person from New York would not know who Tech N9ne is. Average person in LA knows who Tech N9ne is.
I'm fine with being Tech N9ne.
100%.
Fine.
We're not saying nothing, but you ask me who he is, I'm like, he's the most consistent New York rapper. He's always relevant.
I think he's bigger than that.
I think he's our Tech N9ne.
Who's bit? No.
Damn.
I'm gonna tell you what artist is.
Fab is hard.
And
bro.
I'm not even gonna. Fat Joe is probably more relevant to more people than Fabolous.
That's cultural, though.
But why? Because he's been consistent since 1993.
No, that's because he's Puerto Rican.
Nah.
Like, let's be real. All right, this is what I'm saying.
But Fab is half Dominican. What you trying to say?
But Fab never claims Dominican.
That's not true. Have you not seen the damn video?
All right. I'm going to keep it real with you. Fab is one of my favorite rappers. But whenever you see an interview, he'll say, yeah, I'm Dominican. But it's not like he's embracing it as
because
he's
he was,
black.
He's from Brooklyn. He's from Brooklyn. He was like he didn't have that.
He came to the Heights like 3 times to college.
Bro, what am I?
You black.
But you...
Because I said that earlier.
No, but... Yeah, that, bro, I have...
Everybody in here thought I was Dominican until I said that shit.
That's a fact, bro.
I had African friends from the Heights that could speak Spanish. You know what you're around. Puerto Ricans and black guys... Puerto Ricans don't act like... They act more like... Puerto Ricans... Damn, I'm going so deep and it's such a big issue. And I don't want to offend nobody because I'm half Puerto Rican. But if you go to there's parts of the Bronx where the Puerto Ricans and the black guys are the same thing.
Right.
You understand? Because right. They grew up with each other. They don't know any more Spanish. You know more Spanish than a Puerto Rican from Hunts Point.
True.
So that's my point. So Fab doesn't claim it because he's Jackson. So
what's the largest population on this planet?
It like what?
Mexicans.
Latinos. No. Latinos.
Mainly Mexican.
Latinos.
But he wore the Dominican kicks in the videos back in the day.
I'm not saying that Fab doesn't claim Dominican, but a lot of people that's Dominican don't know Fab is Dominican.
No, yeah, for sure.
Because he doesn't let it be known.
No, for sure.
You know what I mean? That's my only point.
I don't know.
When I first saw that. Fab claimed Dominican?
When I saw that damn
rapper.
Video,
and
he wore
that's what I mean about culture.
When in that damn video and he fucking wore the
Dominican
flag,
the Dominican
and
uptown.
NYC's with the DR jersey backwards, I was like, woo!
That's what I'm saying.
I'm proud to be Dominican.
All right, but that's what I'm saying.
You know
saying.
What? It probably come off as fake because he probably don't know Spanish like that, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's not his fault. He grew up around no Dominicans.
But I feel like had Fab said, nigga, I'm Dominican. You know what I'm saying? Like his impact.
So now
on
let's
the world.
Go to let's go to Telemundo and have an interview, and he ain't gonna be able to do it.
I have a question.
I think Cardi B.
Wait, is Dave East Dominican?
Dave East is half Dominican, but he claims that.
But he throws it up more than Fab.
But he's in the hood around Dominicans.
But he throw it up too. He got it tatted on him somewhere. You know what I mean? Like he throw it up. Like Coachru is big, bro. Like I think Cardi B is big, but I think Cardi B is real
big. Because
she
claims
that. Because
she
like Dominican.
Yeah.
Like,
but she could.
All the Dominicans
she was
is coming
she was
out.
In the parade. She was in there.
That's what I'm saying.
She could also speak the language, bro.
Hold on.
He probably speaks a couple of words. He could understand.
Do you really think that Cardi can speak Spanish, bro?
Que lo que, mi hermano. You know what I'm saying? Pass me the hookah.
Cast one will surprise the fuck out of all of you.
Cast one could speak Spanish.
Yeah, you see this, bro? This nigga look like the darkest nigga I've ever seen.
Yo,
in life.
Shout out Cash One, that's my guy.
That's
he's
my guy.
He's been my first record on the station. You know what I mean? Back shout out Cash One.
Cash One, my
that's
man to the fullest. Right but there. One day he was like, "Yo, look, you're gonna fucking malta." I was like, "What?" In fucking Agua Roja, mad random, 2:30 in the morning. He was drunk. He's like, "Yo, you're gonna malta, loco." I was like, "What?"
Yo, what's the club in the back? What's the club in the back?
Agua Roja. 12.
No, Cliff. Not that one. Cliff. So, you know, Cash One, my man, I'm a little lit. I'm feeling good. I haven't been on sound in a minute. You know what I mean? Nigga was going through some shit. This is birthday. I don't really pop out. Come. You got a couple bottles of rosé. I'm spilling it all over this nigga Cash One. Cash is like, damn, nigga, like.
Really?
You fucking me up. I'm like, damn, bro. My bad, but I appreciate you playing my record.
Just want to let you know that. He's like, cool, now go buy me a new jersey, bro.
What's up? Like, yeah, my bad, bro. Like,
so speaking of new records, can we talk about a couple new albums that came out?
Yes. Are we getting into that?
Nice.
Yeah.
So Travis Scott dropped his album. So did YG and Mac Miller. So let's put Travis Scott in there. What? Who's probably one of the biggest artists of the generation
true,
right now.
True,
100%.
True.
Really is.
True.
I'm not I like his club records. It's hard for me to do a whole album of Travis Scott, but I put myself through it while I was driving my car.
Okay.
Oh, you
I listened to that shit on the weekend. I didn't see no video. I heard some vocals.
What was your favorite song from the album?
Yo, LMP.
I can't remember
the name. LMP need to have YouTube red, bro. Y'all getting too much money over here to be on regular YouTube.
Y'all
need to be on YouTube red. LMP, yo. Listen,
I got YouTube,
YouTube red, B.
Did you hear the, I mean, There was one track that was really far out there that I like. I'm not going to remember the name off the top of my head. There was a lot of club records, but I cannot sit there and listen to a whole Travis Scott album. Now, I don't want to be the guy that's out of touch with the youth. I never want to be that guy.
Right.
Yeah, you don't,
but that
you don't,
sound
definitely don't
is
that.
So monotonous to me. Like, his whole flow is this monotonous. Every track sounded the same.
I think, like, personally, being an artist, I think that he's giving you exactly what he's telling you. Like, look at the album cover, the name of it. What's Astro World?
Astro Boy, Astro World, something like
Astro
that.
World? What is it?
Astro World.
I think, you know, I think he's telling you, like, yo, this is who I am, and this is what you're
going
to get.
And I mean, he's, hip hop is a young person's thing.
Now.
I understand that.
It's a young person's sport.
You know what I'm saying? So, with that said, I'm at an age where maybe some of the new hip hop ain't going to be for me. You know what I'm saying? I still keep an open mind, but personally, I just want to say YG put out an album who's very West Coast, a lot like this, but rapping like
I
the West Coast.
I follow YG, yo.
But I liked it OG. More than I like this. Mac Miller, who people don't really be, because he doesn't get much radio play and all that. I
haven't heard it yet.
Okay. He's the most, to me, artistic and
is
lyrical.
Is that the Kardashian? What's her face?
Yeah, that's his.
So YG, Travis Scott,
Mac Miller.
Album is better?
I enjoyed Mac Miller's the most. What I don't enjoy about Mac Miller is that he puts the black scent when he raps. And that gets me a little annoyed.
What you mean?
When Eminem is a white rapper that always sounds like Eminem. At any given point in time, Eminem sounds the same, right? In an interview, whatever.
Right.
That was Eminem.
Right.
When Mac Miller speaks in an interview, he sounds like Mac Miller. When he raps, he's almost like he's trying to sound black. That. Like, you know who else does that? This girl. Who's the blonde girl? Who can't rap? The Australian.
Izzy Azalea.
He doesn't sound like she rap. Like, maybe we would accept you more if you just be Australian rapping.
Right.
As far as like trying to sound black.
Real shit.
But you trying to sound black, so now it's already like you got, you know. So I just wanna. Dave East also put out an album last week. We didn't get to talk about it.
I ain't hear that shit.
That is the dopest one of me of the four.
I got a favorite song
Dave
right
East.
Now though.
What's your favorite song?
What's my man name, man? Hybrid.
Oh,
A Boogie.
Dom Q.
Got a record right.
You know what it
now?
Is? You know, yo, Dom, I think out of the two of them, Dom Q is like the lyricist out of the two of them.
Oh, honey.
Yo,
he
that
got
record, he
he's
got
the most New York artist.
Do you?
No, 100%. He's the most New York artist. As far as like his
it's
whole
just that
flow
he can't
is New
perform
York.
That well. His performance
you know
is
what
trash.
It is? He's a mixtape rapper, bro. He's the guy that you hear in your car.
Nah, honestly, like, I think if he were to have the support that Boogie has.
What you mean like Rock Nation type of support?
No, but it's that Boogie's more commercial.
Yeah, but I think he could. Is that the thing? Is
now.
I think now
he
he's more commercial.
He had that cadence and all that that girls could vibe to. Don Q's a guy for rap, people
I
that
think,
like rap music.
No, because there was a song on A Boogie's last album. That Don Q was on. That was more of a romantical type of album.
But
the
is
more
a,
romantical type
a,
of song.
A Boogie
not no nah, Boogie was not hitting in that one.
So can
it
we,
was all Q on that one.
Can we play?
Let's play some. Let's play this record. Travis. Let's see Travis Scott because he's the guy of
this,
the hour.
This was
let's
not.
Hear, let's hear if it's me. It maybe it's me.
This was not my favorite song. The one that he has with The Weeknd.
Yes, I did like that. I like the song.
I like the Drake really? Joint.
Like the Drake one too?
Yeah,
I didn't really listen
I like
to
the
it
Drake.
As much, but
I like. But these are all gonna be singles, right?
I played more of the Weeknd one.
Like it was a lot of this. Am I bugging?
Yeah, like.
Nah, you're not bugging.
It's a lot of like. You gotta be high.
Travis is from Houston, right?
Atlanta. He's Atlanta.
You sure?
I think he's from Houston.
I think he's from Houston, bro. He's from Houston, bro.
Wikipedia that right now.
But this is, I guess this is the sound of the album, we could say more or less. Is this lit or shit?
They all sound like this. I heard like deep breath.
You gotta be on lean to like, am I wrong?
Travis Scott.
I like the Weeknd song. Fuck
the money. He's from Houston.
I think Travis Scott is. Yeah. I think Travis Scott is the guy you go get when you need a hit. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you want something, like, damn. Like, Don Q should go get a Travis Scott. He'd be.
You know, another artist is like that, Ty Dolla $ign.
No, Ty is fire.
Ty is fire, yes.
Ty wrote a lot of records you might not even know he wrote.
Ty is fire. No, I'm saying Ty is fire, but I feel that Ty puts more energy on other people's projects than he does his own.
Because Because before he came out, he wrote a lot of people's music. But we could we
you don't
could
have
Google
to lower
that
all
too.
The music, bro.
That wasn't me. He paused it.
This is a very dope video.
I'm trying to
though.
Understand what's going on in the video, though.
It's a very dope video, though.
All right, tell me why it's dope.
I think it's just very creative. And this is an era where they're not making creative videos.
He's walking through the hood with
I don't know what's going on. I just like it, bro.
It might be that he's symbolizing that
Jesus or
no,
Moses.
That ties these hoes.
I think it's Moses or Jesus. You gotta be Moses or Jesus.
I think it might just be that he's showing that people in this generation, they're just sheep. They follow trends. Race? No, there's no originality.
Yeah,
and whoever's
you
original
see that?
Is
they come
weird.
Out with the braids. That's so cool. He's saying stop
right.
trying to be
right,
God.
Right, right, right.
Stop trying to be God.
Are these
he's saying that he is God. Look, he's the dragon. He's the dragon to this shit, bro.
I'm scared of the future, bro.
He probably watches a lot of anime.
Oh, let's go into that.
I'm scared of the future,
chill, I like
bro.
Anime, chill.
This hold shit up. Getting crazy. This is the Game of Thrones right here.
Let's segue into that. This is my whole thing with this type of rap music, and I figured it out this weekend. In the mid-90s, I was like a skateboarder rollerblader. The only way we knew what was popping or like the new tricks, whatever, was through videotape. Because unless the nigga next to you was super nice, which occasionally we fucked with that dude, we didn't know about a 720 and none of that extra shit. So videotape. So that was our bar. We want to be like the videotape. In the mid-90s, everybody want to rap like Jay-Z and those guys because that's the bar, right? To a 10, 12-year-old, this is the bar. And there's that, when you said the future is scary, that's what I'm saying. That like, they're not lyrical, none of these dudes. They're making cool music, I guess, whatever, records we like. But there's not gonna be any lyricism if these dudes are the bar.
It's the generation that we live in. We grew up in the generation that the whole mentality was hustle. Get your money, hustle mentality, hustle mentality.
So what do you
now,
think about
everybody
that?
Everybody here, is all about being high all the time.
Well,
we used to feed the fiends, and now this generation, they are the fiends.
But what do you think about that? Like, you think you don't have a sense of responsibility for that?
I like to educate my little cousins and shit.
Right,
I'd
right,
be like,
right.
yo, like, listen. Listen, try listening to this. See
right.
if you like this. Try listening to this. See if you like this.
Right.
But they all up on their, Travis.
No, I get it. I get it because it's like when I sit with some of the OGs, they still on KRS-One and I'm trying to tell them about Jay-Z and they still
and you don't
not
want,
messing
and you,
with
and, it. And that's the thing. You don't want to come off as the old dude that's just stuck
yeah.
in your time.
Right, you don't
right,
ever
right.
want to come off as the stuck right. old dude.
You don't want to be that.
But when, this is a perfect pause right here, right? So I feel like I'm watching a scene out of Game of Thrones, though.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And it's
Ice
like,
all right.
Now I know where we are in life. Like what you said, it just makes me feel like I have to.
All right.
Bro, tough love is okay. Tough love is okay. Like, appreciate Travis Scott. Do your thing. He make dope music. But I ain't teaching that at home. Like, that's not coming into my household. You know what I'm saying?
But you can't. You got to also. Bro, there comes a point, and I think because my kid is 9, that we're not going to always...
Agree.
Yeah, and
but
I have to
Frank,
let him be him.
Everybody cannot be Travis Scott. Everybody cannot be 6ix9ine. There's only one of these guys. You understand?
6 million. I get it.
You feel what I'm saying?
But that's like being a basketball player.
But
only 300.
Exactly.
What negativity have you heard from him compared to...
I can't say that he's negative.
I've never heard anything. Oh, that he got.
All I could say is
he got Kylie knocked up. That's pretty much
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, I think what he's saying as far as
which
artistry is concerned.
The best movie.
You don't want your kid
life.
Hearing this all day long. But you know what?
The content.
But I.
The like, content, bro.
When I was younger, my ass was freaking rapping Magic Stick, like, and I had no idea what it meant. So it was just like, every. I don't even know how to explain it, but it's
well,
just
try,
like...
Well, try, Jody.
I will.
Every
I'm
generation.
Gonna try it. But, like, every generation changes. Of
right.
course, you're not going to want your kids to listen to this type of music.
Right.
But that's the way that they're growing
right,
up. You have to accept it. And
right.
it's just, like, not every one of them is going to be 6ix9ine, Die They Hate. Because
right, right.
they also have common sense,
but
too.
But, bro, we were listening to music of glorifying drug dealers, bro.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like
honest.
I said before. True.
It was
true,
way
true,
worse.
True.
I'm not denying that. But now... Instead of glorifying the drug dealer, like my man said right here, we are the addict now.
All
right? Yo, bro, I'm gonna keep it real with you. Like,
but in the 60s, that was a thing too.
Let's get into the glory interview.
Yeah,
now,
but
right?
In the 60s, right.
This is a perfect.
In the 60s, it was a sign of money when you
LSD did, and all
this
that.
This is the perfect segue. This is perfect.
I'm talking about like Sancedos and shit like that.
So I never went on wax. Wait,
go ahead.
About what I really do for a living. Like, this is like real shit. Like,
okay,
I'm in a mental health field. Like I'm deep in that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I really deal with people every day that suffer from bipolar, schizophrenia, depression. Like, bro, 7 out of 10 people deal with something like this.
Yeah, of course.
So, like, how right. many of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? We're missing like 3 more people. Somebody in here has something.
No, I got
10
PTSD.
People.
PTSD.
Me too. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when I see stuff like that, I know what's really going on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, I try to, like, J. Cole is my guy.
Because he made an album specifically on one topic about...
Because he understands. Like, let's get into Logic. Like, Logic, the guy is a genius. Why he's a genius? Because he put the hotline for suicide as his record. Whoever's marketing that guy, Logic,
is a genius.
The song title is the Suicide Hotline.
I like how the song builds. It really goes from him thinking in suicidal thoughts into him, you know, like basically.
Yo, bro, feeling better. 7 out of 10 people call that hotline. And what's happening when they call that hotline? Logic is involved in that now. Like, music is in a different state. It's not about sound. It's not about lyrics. It's about, like, what can we show you rather
imagery,
than what we can tell
imagery.
You?
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, that's what I do for a living, bro. You know
but,
what I'm saying?
What does that got to do with Travis Scott?
All right, so I'm looking at Travis Scott riding a, what is it?
A dragon. Barbie the dragon.
What is that telling your child? That he could ride a dragon?
I mean, I just,
seriously, what is that saying?
Well, it's just a video, though.
No,
bro.
It's not to a child, bro.
To a
it's
kid,
really
no.
not to a kid.
Bro, you act like there hasn't been wild videos since the existence of
tell
music
me
videos.
One. Tell me one, Frank.
Rap videos?
Yeah.
California Love. California Love is an apocalyptic scene from Mad Max.
All right.
How is that any different from that?
All right. So in the apocalypse.
Tip drill.
Right. So in the apocalypse, that's something to be real, mm-hmm. like that's something that we feel like we all went through, right?
Right?
We have a black Jesus with black girls with pink hair.
Right.
What's going on here? Like, is that okay to do?
No, I understand. I understand where you're coming from. My thing though is that you can't also shut off people's creativity if that's how he wants. Again, it's a thin line, but he's expressing himself. At least he's making something different. I see it as different. I keep an open mind. But I also explained to my child, like, my child's gonna play Fortnite. Don't give him your real name. Your name is that kid, whoever. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you have to accept that we are where we're at, and you can't shut people's eyes from that because
right.
that is where we're at. You have to just explain to them and give them that extra tutelage. Like, this is like watching cartoons,
Bobby. So when do you stop them? When do you stop the youth from, like, when do you say, all right, this is a little too much?
When do I say it's a little too much?
Yeah.
As far as we're talking about music?
Yeah, anything in life, bro.
I'm gonna be honest, bro. Like, I'm learning as I go along. I've made
okay.
mistakes. As far
right.
as being a dad, I've made mistakes because I didn't see what was going on at the time as something big until later on. Like the whole tablet addiction my son has.
Mm-hmm.
I would just let him play with the tablet all day. That was my fault. But at the time, we don't know we're creating these problems. Like I tell people, whatever happens in social media right now, people are gonna pay for it later. We
mm-hmm.
don't know that till later when we're tweeting. We're just, that's how I feel today, to say some stupid shit. But I've learned that there's consequences to something I wrote 10 years ago. It happens all day now.
A lot of artists deal with that now.
We're learning as we go along. We're living through the era of social media, the era of technology. So all the mistakes we're making now, we will pay for them later. I do
understand.
So
I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. My daughter's 14.
Mm-hmm.
If I show her watching this video right
here,
mad? I'm cutting it off.
Okay.
I mean, hey,
it serves no purpose.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
When you were younger and
right.
you were watching the videos that you wanted to watch,
right?
Did you feel like your parents told you to stop?
No.
No.
Not at all. All right, let me get a little deeper.
We're not gonna get personal.
Okay, we could.
I do have one question, though.
Right.
Also, it also stops your creativity because a lot of people get inspired by different things. Like, oh, that's cool. Like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the video playing.
All right. So we have different sets of people in the world. We have people that's gonna change the world, and we got people that's just gonna be creative. We're gonna have people that follow trends. Mm-hmm. I feel like my ancestors is kings and queens. Like, I'm raising a queen. Like, I need my daughter to change the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even tell my daughter to change the world.
You
want
to not expose her to things because you're afraid that it will cloud her judgment?
I'm not afraid. What it is that I know whatever I put into is what it's going to be. So, like, if you wake up every day and you're smoking bud every day, you're gonna sit down, get hungry, get tired. Mm-hmm. You might have the greatest ideas, but you're not gonna be motivated to do anything. You know what I'm saying? We self-medicate ourselves.
Oh yeah.
So like, opposed to a person who went to school, who probably dropped out in college, but got a few things, and then they say, yo, fuck it, like, I'm gonna go do this. I'm gonna be an entrepreneur. I'm gonna do this. They have certain tools that the other person, I'm not saying that nobody's better than anybody, but what I'm saying is the path that I'm trying to set is to like really change shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this right here, like, I don't know what this is doing right here. Like, it looks cool. It looks like
what was Jay-Z doing in Imaginary Player when he said, what's the difference in a 4.0 and a 4.6? About 30 to 40 grand, cocksucker, beat it. He's doing is glorifying the fact that my car is better than yours by 30 to 40 grand.
So what he made me do was go on the internet and say, what is the real difference?
So that's progressing what?
So 30,000 grand is what will get me that extra car. So how do I get 30 more grand? That's not necessarily meaning is I have to sell drugs to get it. How can I do it now? Like, let me get my credit up.
You can't see this video and see imagery behind it because you feel that he's portraying God and stuff like that.
It's not...
The riding of the dragon, I just see it as like, I think Game of Thrones is big right now and he's riding a dragon, so that's part of that.
Yeah, I also see that too, and like...
And him baptizing the girls to get braids, I thought that was actually very creative.
Yeah.
You know, the godly people is not with this, though.
What?
No, definitely not.
You know what I mean?
Like,
oh, hell no.
So, that's what I'm saying.
But you know what? They weren't with NWA either.
Right here, look.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying I agree with them.
Every generation, we feel that this is the end of the world.
I think this generation is definitely going to be
the end of the world.
But that's what I'm saying, though, Frank.
But you know what? My parents were relatively young, so I didn't really have to go through that. But your parents probably didn't understand you, bro. And that fucked up the communication between you and your parents. I don't want to be that guy. That much I know. Me and my dad, we don't have the best communication because he just didn't want to try to understand me.
All right.
So if you be that guy, let me just say it. So if you're the guy that tries to shudder to how your mentality is, I'm not gonna tell you how to raise your child, but she might one day resent you for the fact that she thought she was doing wrong by not being what you wanted her to be.
So how old is your oldest kid?
9.
Mine's just 14.
Yeah.
Let me break something down to you right now. I'm gonna give you some OG nigga shit right here. My daughter is a 95 average since the first grade. Mm-hmm. My daughter wears shit that looks like she should be 21. When I go out with my daughter, they look at me as if this is my girlfriend, and they one day I took her to the movies.
I've gone through that.
They was like,
I've gone through that.
Do you see that?
And that's the worst feeling.
So I had to turn around and be like, yo, this is my daughter. Like, y'all wilding right now. My daughter was like
you just want to smack fire out of
exactly.
everyone walking
my daughter's
down the street.
Like, Bobby, they bugging.
This is
right?
why I'm not having kids.
Right? So
I'm serving life. Obligado.
So I made a decision. I said, Zion, like, go live. You know what I'm saying? Go get the check. Because she's A Boogie. Nigga, she go crazy for A Boogie. And I allow her to. But I know where to say stop. We can't allow our children, our future, to go overboard, bro. Because right now, it's overboard. We got Molly. We got ecstasy. We got lean. We got drugs that we never had during our generation.
But bro, my whole point, bro, is that you think by her watching a video like this, that's going to turn her on to drugs. You just finished saying that your daughter's a 95 average, probably a very, I've met your daughter.
Right.
Well-educated.
Right.
Well-raised.
Right.
Why? I was around drug dealers my whole life. Niggas that... Throw me a brick out the window.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The only two drugs you knew was weed and cocaine.
And
both
and heroin.
Came from the soil.
And heroin.
And heroin.
All three. And that's not. That's chem, that's the poppy. Yeah.
All right.
That's the poppy.
Right. Came from
now
the earth.
Now that we're on the drug topic. Okay.
Oh, Demi Lovato is.
Demi Lovato.
She's the mediator. Cause we could do this all day. She's
Demi
the mediator.
Lovato. Yes. I'm sorry that I had to cut you guys.
She's
off.
Good. She's good. Jody's good.
That's what she
good.
Do. That's what she do.
That was good.
We could
that
do
was
this
good.
All day.
That was
good. Listen. Listen.
Perfect segue. Perfect segue.
Motherfucking one segue. Cause I was literally about to say, you know, we got song, right?
That was a
that's
good one.
That's a rest song in our play, you know,
that
right?
Was good.
We
that
have
was
no
good.
Time limit for this show either, but
right.
Yeah, Demi Lovato.
Good one, Jody.
Listen, Demi
get
could
there,
be.
Let's get there.
Demi could be the biggest heroin addict.
What happened? I don't even know what happened.
She had
here.
A drug overdose.
She had a drug
heroin
overdose.
Addict.
Wow.
So everyone knows she started in Disney. She was a goody two shoes, everything and stuff. But it's just like she was raised good. She's beautiful and stuff like. Anything can happen.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
They'd be the smartest people that so get segue? Straight A's.
Right.
That was the best segue you ever did in 11 episodes.
Yo.
Let's clap that up.
Let's clap that up.
About time you know how to do this shit, B.I.
Yo, FX, where the clap at?
I'm doing really good today, right?
Yeah, it's about time. I guess.
No, but that was real shit.
I guess you inspire her, bro, because.
No, that's real shit, though. Like, I like the segue. It was dope. Like, fill me in, though, because I don't really know what happened.
So she had a heroin overdose, and right now she's in rehab.
But
and she's a Disney
not,
kid. This,
this
is, the third.
Is not the first time.
No,
she's
she
a
has
Disney
an...
She's,
it's a disease.
She has bipolar, and it's...
Come on,
feel
talk
that,
to me
hold
now.
Hold on, I feel
talk
like they,
to me
I feel like they over...
I'm trying to show somebody.
They overdiagnosed the whole bipolar thing. But I feel like some people just need to get their shit smacked. Like, I have family members that they claim they're bipolar, and I feel like if their mother would have smacked the shit out of them when they were acting up, they wouldn't be bipolar.
So you're part of the problem with that.
I agree, though.
You're part of the problem.
There's some people that just had no respect, my nigga, and they use that as a crutch.
I don't know what we go through every day.
No, because sometimes these little kids be like, oh, he's bullying me. When I was growing up, like, yo, if they hit you, hit them back. If they say something,
it's not that simple, guys.
Back.
It's not that simple.
But it's just like,
yeah, it's really not. Coming from a person who actually deals with
If you're
with
part
depression.
Of the mental health field, you know that the biggest mafia is pharmaceuticals in this country.
Absolutely.
So it's very easy to overdiagnose. When my kid was 3 and 4, oh, he's a hyperactive. Yeah, he's a 4-year-old boy. He's hyperactive.
No, I agree with you
100%. Oh, but we should give him pills at 4 years old.
No. Frank, no. Frank is definitely right.
I am ADHD. And growing up, they was like, oh, she's too hyper. She needs to calm down. But that was my... That's my personality.
That explains a lot.
And when I would actually be medicated, I was...
You were dumbed out. You were just like this.
I was...
So they gave you medicine for that. They shouldn't give nobody medicine.
I feel like when... Kids have ADHD. They have to show their creativity. They have to be them because that's their personality.
And those end up being the smartest people. My boss is a millionaire, or my ex-boss was a millionaire. That nigga had ADHD, and he was saying, but because I don't know what happened with Jodeci, but it was yet to be written. She might be a millionaire.
Yeah, you don't know.
What that
the story
said,
has yet to be written.
They focus in on one thing. They do it really well, right?
My
over-medicate.
My godbrother has ADHD.
Some people just need to get smacked.
That nigga plays video games. When he's on GTA, son, bro, unfucking stoppable.
Some people just need to be smacked
and
when they're little.
Sometimes parents don't want to deal with their
now,
kids.
Exactly. Now, so.
Parents don't want to deal with
now,
their kids.
Bring me back to this video of Travis Scott.
ADHD has nothing to do with
Listen to what I'm saying, bro. Listen to what I'm saying. No, I really want you guys to hear me.
I
want
to hear.
So, like, that video you saying is creativity.
I thought it was a very creative video. I like the whole baptizing, coming with the braids. Like, I get it.
What's the point?
What's the point? He's saying that...
Culture vultures.
No, he's saying...
Thank you.
Yeah, but he's putting that in the video.
Why? What
so
is the point?
How is that any different from when your man, Childish Gambino, puts out This Is America and does the same
thing? Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no, Frank.
Because he's
no. Oh, no,
he's
Frank.
Be this.
Frank, okay. You wildin'.
He's saying, y'all wanna be this, and
No, Frank.
You're like,
he's
conscious.
Big difference.
Put the This Is America video,
because
I'm about to point.
I'll break that shit down to you one by one.
I get the whole breakdown. It's more violent than Travis Scott's video.
Because it's real. People don't want real shit. People self-medicate themselves, guys. Like, you don't understand. Like,
you're only saying that because Childish Gambino is a more conscious rapper than Travis Scott,
I'm saying it because the video speaks for itself, not because it's a more conscious thing.
So you think that he was glorifying the whole dumping the girls in tournaments? Maybe he's saying that's not what it is.
I'm not saying he's glorifying. I'm just saying that he's doing trendy shit. You understand? I automatically identify with Jesus and Moses when he was dunking the girls. When I saw him riding the dragon, I thought Game of Thrones. That's all trendy shit. That's all popular shit.
What's wrong with Game of Thrones?
My point. I love Game of Thrones.
So what's the fucking
but
point?
But it's trendy.
What are we arguing
you
about?
You not never watched Game of Thrones?
What's the point? Bro, there's so much.
Bro, what's the point?
Coming from a rapper,
I like dumb
coming
shit.
From a rapper, I cannot have this argument, dumb. You know why? Because we would. There were so many songs that what was the fucking point, and we loved it.
Yo,
bro.
Look. So we starting off in this video with a guitar in an open area.
You didn't love that? You didn't love? Where do you see my dick? Hey, bitch. That was my song for a whole fucking year. What was the point? We loved it because we were 18.
The point is that you whisper that to
what
a girl
you relate your prime to
in the club.
Nah,
yeah, bro.
I can't. So, bro, what I wanted to say to you earlier, you brought me back to it. We know right from wrong. We know that killing somebody is wrong, despite it all. Even if you had the right to say, like, somebody did something to your kid or your loved one, and you wanted to get back at them, you know that whatever you did to them, eventually after that is wrong, right? Still, because two wrongs don't make it right.
They don't.
Right. So. There's a wrong and a right, bro. There's a wrong and there's a right.
When it comes to artists, all perception.
Okay, guys. All right, so.
Wait, I want to talk about durags.
How many colors are out here right now?
Are all these kids wearing all these different colored durags, B? Can somebody please tell me?
This is you. Explain it. Break it down. This is you.
Now you.
Can we put a picture?
Explain it.
Of how they were.
But you doing.
Put a picture of a durag right now.
But bro, you should. Explain this perfectly because you've been on the defense of the youth.
I am on the defense of you. I'm a thing. This is my problem with the durags. You want to hear my problem
they
with the
durags? They don't tie them up.
They don't tie them up.
And That's what I'm trying to tell you. These niggas ain't trying to do rag up correctly, making these dumbass videos, bro.
They wore different colors.
Fuck out of here.
We used to make fun of
the dude
that wore like a yellow durag.
That's all I'm saying.
And then they leave the tail out. Why do you leave the tail out?
Like, that's OG shit. That's that gel shit.
Like, why? You used to have to wear a hat. I wore a durag. I used to get flack for wearing my durag.
Listen, we all did it for
the
way.
I'm at the table with a durag, right?
Right.
So that's my point. I had to check myself. Like, Frank, there was a point where my dad was like, why you got that shit on at the table while we're eating food? Because I just did my braids, huh? And I need to get to rock this durag right now.
I was just about to say
that's how they rock it with all the colors.
Yo, with the tail out and everything. The jail shit with the tail out and that. Yo.
They have the Gucci ones. They have the...
Yo, but listen.
They have the Goyard ones.
But that's my whole point with the rap music.
Okay. Each generation.
So this is cool right now.
I have to accept that's what's popping.
All right.
My point. I gotta accept.
So if your son.
That's the original shit though.
Don't wear it at the dinner table.
Would you accept it? You said you were gonna accept it.
I'm gonna be honest.
If Marvin wore a durag, would you like it?
Thank you.
There's two things
I can't have exceptions, nigga.
There's two things yes, you can wear a white one and a black one. only comes in these.
I think the red one is acceptable.
And you can't wear the mid-top uptowns. Because we don't rock.
But you cannot do that because you are open-minded to the youth.
In high school.
So you got to give them their route. That's the same way I feel about the music.
Oh my God, they have pirate.
Hear me out here. Hear me out here, bro.
Listen, they got. You don't need a said before.
Hear me out.
You don't need a durag.
Accept it.
Those aren't durags.
This is my same point that I'm making to you.
Those are like right.
I want to talk about how I hate the durags right now. Yo, my man, I'm not gonna call businesses out, but there's a business across the other business that they let people come in however they want. I'm against that too. I don't think that on a Saturday night people come in, but that's why the youth be going over there in drones. These guys all had sweatpants on a Saturday night and different colored durags.
But you're making exceptions now, bro.
Nah. So there we go again with the back and forth with the exceptions. There's certain things on a Saturday night.
Why do they have a picture of Martin Luther King with a durag on? What the fuck is going on?
That's how niggas look. That's how niggas be looking when I see them with the do-rag.
See what I'm saying? That's total disrespect.
This is so disrespectful.
That's thank you. That's all I be trying to say. That's all I be trying to say.
Why was that? Yo, why did I spot that?
That's all I be trying to say, bro. That's my point across the board.
You didn't see it, Anthony?
You can't say, yeah, here, ain't no over there. Accept it all. Fuck it. MLK got a do-rag on. Accept it, bro.
Hold up. That's a perfect segue
fuck out of
to
here.
The next topic.
Fuck out of here.
We let you guys
hold on,
from
hold on,
Inwood.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on. I ain't from Inwood, bro.
You're
from Dykeman. Chill.
You guys got to hit Inwood. Chill.
Inwood is a little higher. Inwood is like 214.
It was a white supremacist group in Fort Tryon 2 weeks ago. Can we bring that up, Anthony?
That
the white supremacist group.
Listen, man.
Shout out to Dykeman Diaries Instagram, too. Them guys are doing good things on Instagram.
Let's go there right now because we need that video of the white supremacist group that went to Fort Tryon Park.
Yo, and they hung the flag on
you
the bridge.
You guys are familiar with Dykeman Diaries on Instagram?
I'm not. It's
you should, bro. You should. They are exposing a lot of...
I'm done with Dykeman, bro. I'm done with Dykeman women. I'm done with, like... I'm just done with Dykeman, bro.
Yo, I'm about to leave, bro.
This nigga skips the whole exit on the west side. He goes straight over the fucking...
I'm looking for Tryon Park to come out.
Yo, bro. Like, bro, it's been plenty of times where I said I'm done, but I can't do that to my people. Like,
but I'm definitely done with the women. But that's a whole different topic. That's a whole different topic. Go to Dykeman.
Allow us to
no
dig
comment,
into
no
that.
Comment. No comment.
Yeah, you know. Oh, there it is.
That's crazy. Right. That's why I said Dykeman Diaries. I want you to check that out.
Okay.
I'm on it right now.
Read what it says?
It says fire.
Check it out, bro.
And immigration.
If we could, let's get it up there.
Something. It was the swastika, I think. And then it's just like there's an invasion and immigration.
Yeah.
In a predominantly Dominican neighborhood.
Right.
I have no problem with this. I want you to comment first.
Why don't you have a problem with this?
I want to know why you have a problem with it first.
So the topic of discussion is a supremacist coming, making statements about
white supremacist
immigration.
Right.
I have a problem with it because who's to say that this is their country?
All right.
This is who, like...
I have, and I don't have...
This country was built on immigrants.
I have, again, everything you're saying, I completely 100% agree with. Right. What I'm saying, aren't they allowed to peacefully protest like we peacefully protest against that?
It's violence, though. They,
there was no violence.
No, there was no violence.
I walked around
with
the flag.
Wait. I'm going to tell you again, guys. I work in a mental health agency.
All right, hold on.
Everything that's premeditated is a crime. So, like, even if you haven't done it, even if you're thinking of it, like, I want to kill this person, or I want to harm myself or harm somebody else, you will go to the hospital for that. These people need to go to the hospital, bro.
But they didn't say they want
to.
They just,
yeah,
they,
but they didn't say they want to hurt anybody. They just want to end the immigration.
You think they don't? Like, bro, they want to harm you, bro.
So how is this any different from Black Lives Matter movement?
Yeah, because let's not forget about slavery. Like, they killed people.
Again,
hung him.
Again, you can't blame. You can't blame the son for the sins of the father.
All right. So, can I tell you about my time in Florida?
Go,
Jodeci. I'm gonna tell you about my time in Florida. I was in West Palms.
He looked dead at you, Jodeci, and said,
"Yeah.
Let me tell you about my flight."
I want to get Jodeci involved because I went to West Palms on some vacation shit.
I like West Palms too.
I've got a Audi out there too.
Right.
So
I went to West Palms, right? I'm sorry. I went to West Palms, and we was chilling. I was with a whole bunch of white friends, and we was going to this bar. Everything closed. You know, everything closed early down there. So we get down there. It's like 2:30 in the morning. I'm fucking starving. I go to this drunk white man outside. Like, I wouldn't go in there if I was you. To only me. It's like four of us. I'm like, what you mean? He was like, because you're a nigger.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I went in anyway. I saw a black person in there. I saw one black person. I was like, why is he acceptable? And I'm not, right? Mm-hmm. That was the only question I had. I was like, fuck it. Like, if these, whatever it is, mm-hmm. what it is. But I'm like, why is he acceptable?
And West Palm is very diverse. I'm surprised that happened.
Real life, bro. Real life.
My question is, do you know racism was a thing anyway? Like, does that affect anything? My whole point is, I completely understand what you're saying. I agree with everything you're saying.
Okay.
But I'm happy when this happens so that people can remember that racism is a thing, that we don't live in a world that's perfect, where people thought for 4 years, or 8 years when Obama was president, that we lived in a world that's perfect. This reminds us, the whole Trump presidency, all that reminds us that these people still are out here. So think about that the next time you gotta go vote, because I know you know a lot of people probably in your own family in your own community that don't go and vote, which is the basis for democracy. You got to go vote, right? So when they do shit like that, they remind people in New York that they got to vote.
Yo,
you don't want this here? Go vote. By walking. They're peacefully protesting.
Bro, walking.
Definitely. They are.
Everybody knows.
Peacefully protesting, bro.
They're peacefully protesting.
Everybody knows.
They put the right paperwork in there. So my thing is this. This is when I feel like Spanish and black people have a separation.
100%.
Because everything you're, like, for some reason, Spanish people think that they aren't a part of the whole nigger shit.
No, that's absolutely not true.
No, it is true.
I'm going to speak for me personally. I can't speak for everybody, but I've definitely been on the you fit the description shit of what, a soccer player? I've definitely been on that plane.
But I
know that I could never understand it the same way because I'm not black.
Exactly.
I understand that.
So I think this is what we have in right now. Like, I think...
No. Because I'm agreeing with everything you're saying. What I'm saying is that be happy that that's there, because there's a lot of ignorant people that you probably know that aren't as enlightened as you, Dominique, that don't vote because they think that the world is perfect and this is in the past. That's all. You got to have this in your face to know that it's there, is what I'm saying.
That's fucked up.
But that's, again, the world we're living in.
That's reality.
That's the reality of the situation. But what do you mean? We're in New York. Nobody's racist. No, there's still people out there
next
to you. So remember that. Exactly. So in November, when we have the primaries and all that, remember that and actually go vote. Because I talk to people all day.
All right, so Frank, right now is when I say you're saying that because you're Latino and not black.
Saying what?
Saying that I'm happy that this is happening.
I didn't say I'm happy. But I
might have said that.
Okay, so
we can rewind that.
All right, so whatever. My point is that if that doesn't happen, it doesn't wake people up to the reality.
All right, so this is what I'm saying. So we can never rewind tape back to Martin Luther King times and Malcolm X times where black people were getting their ass whipped by white people.
Let me finish
because I heard you. So we can never rewind a time where Latinos was getting their ass whipped and hung. There's no history books to show us that Latinos was getting their ass whipped and hung and sold for slavery. Mm-hmm. That's only for African Americans. Mm-hmm. I feel like if that was part of your background and your teachings at home, your outlook would be a little different.
I mean,
because it's not in your community. Like, this shit has been a part of my life since I was born. Like, my father made sure I knew who Malcolm X and Martin Luther King was before I even went to school.
Okay. So let's bring up some of your music in the way that
she's on it today.
Yeah, because we go forever.
Yeah, it's dope. It's dope.
We can go forever.
And I completely understand what you're saying.
Okay.
And I agree with you. I agree with both of you.
I do. I agree with you too.
I already said that I agree with you.
Right.
It was really
good. Right. So, no, it was good stuff. Good stuff.
We are premiering.
Ooh. Yes. Well.
Static.
We didn't sign that for the affidavit though.
We gotta sign the affidavit.
It's a world premiere.
Yeah, man. This is going to drop on BET.
World premiere.
BET, MTV, VH1 in 2 weeks, man. We drop
Before
static.
We drop that, let's get a little background. I'm gonna give us a little bit of history and all that. It's not just your artist from Dykeman. We gotta talk more about that before we just drop this. For y'all that don't know. You know what I'm saying? Dominique been out here for a while. Yeah. When I met this dude, he was showing me quality videos. This is a while back. And I'm like, damn, this is it. Actually, this girl, Belinda, she's on Orange is the New Black. You see it in the new season? Yeah. So he was showing me quality videos. Yeah, I blew it up. She was showing me quality videos way back when. So this dude's been on his game. A lot of shit is going down.
Apparently,
right now,
these videos were not supposed to be spoken about.
Tell us where we at right now.
They're those kind of videos?
No. They're music videos.
I don't
videos.
Know, because he started swaying, and then he looked down.
I'm good, I'm good. You know.
And he's like, oh,
no,
I'm
saying
blowing
that
up.
We've had
under the bridge. Roll under the bridge.
He's been going hard for a while. It's not like just rapping.
Right.
It's like he's giving it money.
Right.
All that.
Right, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For
like,
sure, for sure.
Trying to really do this. Where are we at currently? We know that you had a little snafu that kept you out of the streets for a while.
Right,
talk
to
us about that.
Well, you know, at the, like, let's say 2.5 years ago, I was doing real good music-wise. I had like 3 distribution deals, Irv Gotti, Chris Gotti. I was going into Roc Nation. And it was a good time, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was doing a lot of shows independently. I pride myself on being independent. I had a couple good records. Everything I was doing was independent, doing a lot of stream work. Something a lot of independent artists don't know. Like, it's there, guys. Like, take that. So I was really taking advantage of that independent life. And I realized just getting distribution was the way to go instead of just signing with a company.
Then they own you and 360s and all that. You didn't want that.
Yeah. I got offered a ridiculous deal. We could talk about that.
And you turned it down to, you're going to get it too.
Yeah, we get into it. But I took the distribution deals, and at the the peak of my career, man, I got shot, you know what I mean?
A couple of times.
No, one time. So let's clear this up. No.
I mean, what's that? But did you get hit a couple times?
So check it. This is good, because people heard that I got hit up a few times.
I thought he got 50. I was like, yo, you good,
nah,
bro?
Nah. So check it. It was a big-ass gun.
Oh.
So the gun did the spread. It was like a 357.
That kind of like a shotgun that it just...
No, yeah. 350,
it wasn't a shotgun.
It wasn't a shotgun.
But it was one of those that did the...
Saturday Night Special, 357.
So it fucked me up. You know what I'm saying? It fucked me up. And, you know, God willing, I thank God, you know what I'm saying, for still being here, having the opportunity to still rock. It broke my whole left side of my rib cage. I was diagnosed with being paralyzed for 2 days. They didn't think I was going to walk again. First time I'm talking about this on the air is crazy. I even think I was gonna live, you know what I'm saying? So just talking about it now, I'm just getting a thought about it, but it's all good, you know what I'm saying? Because it just made me stronger, you know, but it did set me back with the music, because it came at a time where I was popping, you know what I'm saying? It came at a time where the deals was there, and I had to take 2 years off.
And when the door, I tell a lot of artists, when that door is open, you got to go through it.
Yeah.
Because it might not open up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you got to also believe that the Lord has his plan, right?
Yeah.
And you got to do everything.
Yeah.
You just got to go with the flow. All you could do is make more music.
Right. So that was the question. What's going on right now?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was in the ICU, I just shot my video to go worldwide. I just dropped my single under my new distribution deal. What the fuck just happened? What are you telling me? You know what I'm saying? It just made better music. You know what I'm saying? And I took it as a positive rather than a negative. You know, I'm going to tell you a secret. So a whole year, I was like, yo, I can't be in this neighborhood no more. I can't walk around Dykeman no more. Niggas is playing.
He was upset at Dykeman. I'm upset with their women.
I wasn't even upset. I'm like, yo, I can't be around her. Niggas is paying way too much attention. This social media shit got niggas thinking I'm fucking got
too
much money.
I thought you were done.
I thought I was done. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, Instagram and all of this shit got niggas think that I got more than what I really have. Because that's the way it was looking. You know what I'm saying? So when it came...
I mean, I'm going to cut you over right there. I did call you when we were on a boat yesterday. Told me I can't talk. I can't talk right now because I'm steering the boat. But
So I'm trying to live my best life.
What I got you. That's what they call it now. Living their best life.
I ain't got time for you.
As we all do.
So it's like, you know...
That's my favorite song.
That shit hard, bro.
Hard as fuck.
That shit hard. So it's just basically that. You know what I'm saying? I was at the height of my career and that shit happened. So I was just like, what the fuck is going on? Is this my purpose?
Right.
I started second guessing my talent. You know what I'm saying? So I put that on a pause. I started focusing on my career in the mental health field, because I felt like I have a bigger message to the world. Maybe I should talk to the youth, to the adults, let them know yo, just because this happened don't mean that you got to go left. Stay on path. You know what I mean? So... You know
what's going on right now as far as the career?
I'm independent, man.
But you're not rocking with Chris Gotti no more, then. Long story. When they laugh,
I explain it to you. I'll bring it down. Fuck it. Let's keep it 100.
Yeah.
So basically, I have a distribution deal with Chris Gotti. Mm-hmm. Anything I ever want to put out, I can put it out. That should go worldwide. He want 15% of the record.
And you're not okay with that?
I am.
Okay.
But I don't like the fact that I can't see my analytics when I want to see my analytics, right? So if my shit streamed 100,000 times, they won't show me the analytics.
You get it quarterly?
Not even.
Okay.
That's my problem. No.
So you don't know how much you're really making. You're just going by what they're telling you.
That's my problem.
But that's something I think could be discussed. That might just be a mismanagement. In the office, they're not doing what they gotta do.
I'm a businessman, bro.
I get it. So you gotta figure it out.
As
far as you son Chris, you gotta figure this out.
I know how this shit work. Analytics come in every week. there's something called Daily Daily Trend.
We
reports.
Get them for the show, like yeah.
So you have them. Yeah. All I'm asking for is just to see them.
But it's
so they say I won't send you your first paycheck until you accumulate $300. How I know that I accumulated $300? You just giving me what you show me.
Right.
That's my issue with it. That's all I'm asking for is a daily, or give me the access to log in so I can see what I'm really doing. That's
and,
it.
And where are we at? Oh, is that being figured out, or we don't? We're at a standstill with that.
They, you know, when I complain enough, I get an email from the staff.
The officers.
Yeah, you know, and it's always it's never the amount of information I want. It's just like a portion of it. So like I never know what's the maximum amount. I just know whatever they send me.
And this deal is for a lifetime distribution. Or,
yeah. So yeah. I respect them totally.
So you're 100% stuck into that idea. You got to figure it out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just rather do it myself because everything they're doing for me, I could do myself. Like real shit. Like I have a video on MTV. I did that myself. I've performed on stages for, I wrote songs for some of your favorite artists by myself. Like, I can't even disclose that type of information because I signed the contract never to put that out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would stop my revenue if I was to ever put that out. I could just say that, though. You know what I'm saying? So that keeps me inclined. So right now, to answer your question, is like, I'm back in the booth, man.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, we're back.
I'm in the studio.
And with that said, let's get into the new track, World Premiere. We haven't signed the affidavit, but I'm giving a verbal consent. I, Frankie Medina,
I'm signing off.
I'm signing off to whatever Dominique.
Glory. Glory lives, because they don't know Dominique.
But don't you have to sign Dominique on paperwork?
Nah.
Okay.
That's not how it works.
Okay. Well, Glory.
Glory lives.
Glory lives. I am giving full consent as well. True. Jodeci, because she doesn't go by Jody on paper either. And DJ Effect, we are giving full consensus that we are not going to distribute this any.
True.
We can't do anything.
Appreciate
anything
it.
Other than what Glory Lives.
Yes.
Says we're entitled.
He has
to
it right. He has it right. There it is.
And I put my hand on the Bible.
Static.
No. DJ Anthony can't do it either. He's a super producer.
Shout out Stats. Shout out Ruby for the video. Shout out Stats on the production. Shout out the whole BTM fam, you know, Before the Money Productions. They did me right. This wasn't even supposed to be playing. We just was having a boat
day. Where
are
we going to see this when it does premiere?
BET, VH1, MTV. We're going to premiere this in 2 weeks. Got the exclusive here on LMP.
Oh, my Jesus.
Let's do it.
We appreciate you so much for being
love
here, Kid Glory. And that we could premiere this video. If y'all haven't heard... I'm assuming I haven't heard the record.
Right.
But if it's just as good as all the other records, then we good.
Yeah, we good.
Yeah, all right. So play that.
Oh.
That's the boat he was talking.
Yeah.
Low Maximo Productions on the building.
Just a little bit. A little more. Yeah, that's good right there. Check, look, gotta stay focused. How do I approach this? Niggas talking rich when really they the brokest. Still living with mommy selling packs in the lobby. Parked up looking sloppy, slipping Bill Cosby. The wave of like tsunami, all they do is copy. Niggas still beefing, I'm eating pastrami. Got a Spanish little mommy and she love to call me Poppy. Long hair, don't care, yeah, in the fatty. Turn that ass round, back shots, call me daddy. Young OG. Low key in the caddy. Never been a hater, Cardi B for the Grammy. And fuck a fake one, only real world understand me. I love my day ones, but trust me, that ain't many. As far as all these haters, that I have plenty. Frontin' like they friendly, but I can see the envy. I can see it in their eyes, they telling lies, looking guilty. All my real niggas, I know you gotta feel me. All my real niggas, tell me, can you hear me? I'm really real, really on my life, they tried to kill me. But I'm still standing, headed for a million. Yeah. Really want the static. I'm about to sweaty, gotta have it. Like my girl, a little ratchet. When I pull up, stop the traffic. All my life, I never had it. Now I get it automatic. Y'all don't really want the static like my girl a little ratchet. I'm about this money, gotta have it. All my life I never had it, now I get it automatic. Talk slick with a bad chick, that nigga don't take shit. Travis all the way to St. Nick, know some niggas that spray shit. Riding down on Broadway, I had to learn the hard way. Love bitches in foreplay, super thug like Norway. Got the juice like OJ, made it out of the hallway. Now I vacate in Norway, places that they don't stay. She go down like Mayday, I shoot like I'm Carrey. I work for that payday, long night shit blare. I'm from where shit scary, that Jason and Freddy. In that Jada, that I'll see you later. I'm after this paper, get rich off my labor. Fuck you, you hater, I'm trying to be greater than most. Ride around in a ghost, while they playing me close. With a toast, come get a dose, I'm like Shaq in the post. Game winner, tell me who the next contender. The only man I fear is the man in the mirror. Y'all don't really want the static. I'm about this money, gotta have it. Like my girl a little ratchet. When I pull up, stop in traffic. All my life I never had it. Now I get it automatic. Now I get it automatic. Y'all don't really want the static. Like my girl a little ratchet. I'm about this money, gotta have it. All my life I never had it. Now I get it automatic.
Another one.
Yeah, man.
World premiere. We're going to see this on BT, MTV, all the TV.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Fire.
Yes, sir.
Fire.
Yo, we was just hanging out. And that's we
how,
shot it.
That's how that be.
With no treatment, just hanging out.
So my question is, who's the other guy that's with you in the video?
So...
Because there's a point in the video that he's singing like the ad-libs.
Right.
And he kind of reminds me of the white dude from Mortal Kombat that just pops out like, whoopee.
Is he the producer?
He just mad.
Nah, that's actually... So I was starting this company called Before the Money Productions. And that's my family, you know, but me and the other...
Wasn't your cousin a producer too?
He is the producer. He actually produces. His name is Stats. He produced this record. That's actually Grizzy Rowe. He's an artist on BTM. And those are my peoples, man. That's my family. You know what I'm saying?
I'm assuming that Ciroc gave you the okay with the VS in the thing, or that's gonna be an issue. They gotta sign it up for David too.
I guess he could blur it out.
Can we talk about this later?
Oh, I thought we could talk about everything on this.
Yeah. All right. So nah, man. Like you know, some of my people work at Ciroc.
So they said it's cool.
You know, take it, put it in the video.
Cool.
You know.
So, man, record sounds dope. Yeah. Another glory banger, in case you haven't heard. You know, this is more of a commercial record.
Right.
I don't.
For me.
Yeah. Exactly. For you, this is more of a commercial record. Like,
right.
Lori's a really introspective rapper.
Should right. we go into the
very other one?
That we fighter. Can we, iTunes streaming, baby.
There's another
I need
track.
That stream.
We need to give them the other track.
Fighter?
Yeah.
Yes.
So we could see the other side.
Fighter, iTunes, come on. Do me iTunes, do me Spotify, do me Tidal, do me whatever you got streaming wise.
Can we do that on the thing? Can we get on iTunes or something like that?
Nah. Or anything, bro. Do me, I'm everywhere.
First it was
the YouTube Red, now we don't have iTunes.
Yeah, what's going on over here, man? Guys. What's up?
Well, we only have one more episode in this studio. We will be moving locations, so. A lot is going on. It's as simple
but
as me downloading
you
it.
You
right?
do look like you're having the time of your life in this video. You're just like, yo, I'm chilling.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And it's just like, that's how you're supposed to live life.
Yo, so we were just supposed to have a meeting about, you know, the company, BTM. Mm-hmm. And I just said, yo, let's jump in the pool. You know, let's go on a boat ride. Let's drink a little bit. And then the camera was there. So I'm like, yo, you know
you
what?
You got the camera, let's do this shit now.
Yeah, let's do it. So, you know, that's how that came about. So just to show you how the independency work, like, mm-hmm. I'm about to really put this shit on MTV BET, like, by myself. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you don't have to go through major shit. Like, people don't really understand the importance of investing in yourself.
It's good to have a team in back of you, but it's also there's more of a satisfaction when you're doing everything
for
by
sure
yourself.
For sure, you get all the money back too. Like you get all your revenue, you know what I'm saying? And like I own all of my masters. Nobody has a percentage of any of the music I do, you know what I mean? Like
distribution work with Chris
15%,
so yeah. He of the revenue from the streams and stuff.
Yeah, but I only got one record with him. because I refuse to do the 15% because I need to see my analytics.
So you're not going to record music then? Like, what's going on?
No, I record music. So basically, when I put out a record, I own my masters and I go through a publishing company. The publishing company takes 10% of whatever they put it, like if they put it on iTunes, Spotify, they take 10% and the rest of the money is mine. I just got an email from them saying that they're gonna take 5% more because now they're gonna they're gonna start monetizing through Facebook. So basically, if anybody shares my music on Facebook, we'll get a percentage
you
of that.
Have that money stack.
That's new, that's the fighter track?
Huh?
Make it back. Like, that's the track?
That's OMG. Oh, that's OMG. Yo, OMG going crazy in Finland too. Shout out Finland, man. I'm trying to get over there and do a little tour in Finland. They really playing this record in Finland right now. Shout out to my Finland fans right now.
They like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Why you gotta go so hard?
It's my shit.
They like, oh my God. Yeah. Glory, why you go so hard?
You were just finished recording that record when I took you up to my man's crib that had the fire beats.
Yeah, yeah.
You slept, bro.
I'm gonna tell you how small the world works. So the person that his name is Jay Av, the guy that I was starting the BTN with, he actually, that's like one of his best friends, the guy that you took me to the studio with, and he was trying to start the company with him before. So I actually met him again through my man Jay, and I'm like, oh shit, I know you through Frank. You know what I'm saying?
He's like, yeah. He had the fire. I don't even know what happened to that dude.
He like Kendrick Lamar, kind of.
He had fire beats, bro. Yeah. He had a couple fire joints.
Yeah, he's dope.
But let's play. You don't have another record we can play on YouTube at least?
If I can't make money on it, it's not on YouTube. So Spaces, I'm just being honest. Space, Glory Lives, and do Space After Lives, do Fighter.
I just want to give him the other glory. That's more glory.
Go.
We could play though.
Yeah, we could play that. So this is on MTV right here. Renatus is on MTV. That's like on MTV right now. If you want to play that. That's like real. This is actually trying to portray what I went through in my incident. Like this is the first record I wrote after my incident and shit. Gosh. So this is on MTV right now. Yeah. Shout out to Les. Killed this.
This is coming from the boss lady. Tell me, tell him how I'm really feeling lately. 357 hit me, ain't even phase me. I'm the only one that could ever break me. Got the only one that could ever take me. Don't mistake me for shaking. Not even maybe. Gun in my face. Couldn't erase me. Fuck is you crazy? Whoop. This true story. Let me tell you about the glory. How we fought for territory. Had to get a mandatory. Had to be the predatory. Break the inventory. Cause the heat is coming surely. This is a different category. Whoop. I done said this before now. But this time I'm ready. This is my life and I know they don't get it. Cut it machete. They drop like confetti. Whoop. But I'm back. The resurrection is fact. When they change, I adapt. I go hard when they lack. I don't run with a pack. I'm a lying in fact. I really come from the traps. It ain't no lying in that. It ain't no lying in that. No, 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 no. Ain't no lying in that. Ain't no lying in that. Wanna speak as a fact. Paranoia got me loading the strap. Even though God watching my back.
Yeah, this is from a real place right here.
Yo, I'm telling you, Glory, the rapper's rapper, like he says. Like, if you into rap music, you're gonna like Glory stuff.
Yeah, I haven't watched this in a little while, so it's taking me to a place right now.
They just mad cause you different. Yeah, they just want it so ignorant. But who really consider it? Yeah,
they bring watches deliberate and we all fall for it. Be the less fortunate. Yeah.
So the doors that were fraudulent.
Yeah.
Can you pause this real quick?
Very visual. This is very creative.
This is MTV shit.
On his shirt.
And the fashion comes into play.
I'm sorry. I like details. Right. I love how it says day, night, future. I'm very. Like,
thank you. So I appreciate it.
This one says peace.
No.
Place.
Place.
Yeah.
Place, future, days, and nights.
Yeah. It's more writing on the back too.
I love it.
Yeah. So I was actually sore because I'm still hurt from the bullet. Like, I'm like doing this shit.
When it gets cold and starts raining outside, you feel?
Not too much now, thank God. But like, during this set, this shit took 15 hours. This set, we did the whole video in one day.
Videos
and the times is like,
yo bro,
for like 30 seconds is 6 hours.
Yo, bro, from here to like here, I'm like, fuck, like every pause we got, I'm like trying to ice my shit because I'm hurt, because the shit still hurt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
so, if you had to pick to the top three that you feeling right now, your lane type shit in the rap game, who they gonna be?
J. Cole.
Keep going.
Kendrick Lamar and Drake. The, you know.
The three Mamas.
You gotta respect it. You gotta respect it, bro. Oh, shit. Nipsey Hussle is my guy.
I like Nipsey Hussle. I like Nipsey Hussle.
He talked my language.
I like Nipsey Hussle.
But yeah, you know. So right now, I'm just finishing an album. I'm working on it. It's called Legacy. I'm just going to tell my story from my eyes. You know, I got a lot of cool people working on the project, too. I'm working with Prime Levels. I'm working with, wait a minute, from Nice.
There's a lot of them.
A$AP Rocky guys, A$AP Ferg.
Oh, Frankie P?
Frankie P.
The second coolest Frankie from Washington Heights.
Yeah,
that's what I say all the time.
Yeah.
Beats is fire. Did you hear A$AP Ferg's album? Like his beats on A$AP Ferg's album.
The only reason I listened to it was because of Frankie P. You know what I'm saying? Like I got
One Night Savage, that's my son's joint. And Frankie did that. Yeah.
Frankie's a beast. So like, you know, I'm working with a couple guys locally. I got a couple surprises on there. You know?
Fire. I'm glad you see with Frankie because like that's the conglomerate. You gotta keep like the only way that the Heights is gonna ever be shining and Dykeman is like if we do our thing together, which we don't really do.
That's why I'm happy you asked me to get on the show. I appreciate it. Yo, shout out Frank, man. Frank really, really helped me with my career in the beginning, man.
I'm not gonna say that either.
Yo, bro, you did, bro.
I'm not gonna say that either.
You did, man.
I do like to pat myself on the back, as everybody knows. But I'm not going to
understand. Did,
he was Frank, definitely known before I had
Frank has changed a lot of people's lives.
He did, bro. Like
I'm upset.
Like after that day,
he knows how he changed mine.
Like after you put me on the La Marina stage, my phone rung a little bit. I got a couple envelopes. You know what I mean?
And to that regard, the love is always appreciated. Right. But you would not have been on La Marina stage if I didn't like what was on my
appreciate
stage.
You.
Just because you my man don't mean I think, because a lot of dudes is my man, but you never go, they were another lot by the stage.
Appreciate you.
You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate
so you could
you.
Definitely see the talent speaks for itself. And if nothing else, the hustle, bro. Like I said, when I met the homie a while that back, he showed me MTV worthy videos.
Appreciate
and that speaks
it.
A lot. That says that's like, you know what?
Right.
He knows that this is a business.
Right.
And there's some dudes in the hood that don't understand that. You can be rapping for kids in the hood all day long,
right.
Or you can realize it's a business and make some motherfucking videos, make some tracks that we could play on the radio.
Right. Appreciate
you know what I'm saying?
It.
I'm not firing shots, but people know who they are. And I'm glad that we finally get,
right.
I'm going to say finally, because I corrected it, but an artist up here that I could debate with and that Jodeci
right.
debated
like, right.
because, you know, we all gonna have a different perspective.
For sure.
And sometimes the shit I say is just to get the reaction
For
I want
sure.
out of people.
For sure.
People don't realize that. Sometimes
right.
I say the most shit that I know is gonna bother you to get you to say
right.
exactly what I want you to say.
But you know something? I appreciate that, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the most humblest way. And I was just speaking to my guy Stefan about that. Like, you gotta respect people's space. You gotta respect their time, even if you don't agree. You know what I'm saying? And that's what changes the world. This world doesn't belong to you. It doesn't belong to you. It doesn't belong to me. And we just gotta respect each other's space, man, and learn how to rock and deal with each other. You know what I mean? So on that note, but y'all gotta listen to Fighter. So like,
I have it on my thing now, but it's on my phone. I'm gonna play it in the car.
Give me that stream.
I know
we're independent out here, bro.
Before you go, we gotta do a little sign. Before you go,
uh-oh.
First of all, we didn't do. I think she did this on purpose because she's on point today.
I don't know what
you did, but she's on point today, and she deliberately took the sports out of this show.
I did. And
she found a way to take the sports out of the show. And Dominique is a sports head. And we were already on politics.
Right.
So two things happened. Colin Kaepernick got his name bleeped out.
Yeah, all right. YG and Big Sean.
Of NFL, of Madden.
Big Sean.
So they're against it. They didn't know this.
Right.
It's clearly
They put it back though.
They put it back because they said it was a licensing problem that they might have had, which is kind of plausible. But let's be honest.
Nah.
It's because
cut the bullshit.
They want to cut him out of the picture.
For sure.
So we know that. And then your man, Trump and LeBron is at it again. Any thoughts on that? Because I like people that can speak about the topic eloquently. And one thing you did say that I completely agreed with, and I made you say exactly what I said anyways, was that I have been thrown against the wall because I fit the description, but I could never feel the pain that like a white supremacist group would bring me.
Right.
I could never feel, I can't feel that like emotional connection to it because I'm looking at it like, yo, this is their country. When we just gonna accept that?
Right.
And you on some, my grandfather was born here.
For sure.
Mine wasn't.
For sure.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, that's why it's like, I know I'm in their country and you're like, no, but I was here first.
Right.
I get it. Right. I just want to get you to say what I want you to say. With that said, how we feel about LeBron opened up us, and I'm the biggest LeBron hater.
Me too.
That's why.
Me too.
I'm the biggest LeBron hater.
I was a LeBron hater up until now.
He messed up the NBA. Single-handedly.
Yo, shout out to Fred Focus.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
Fred Focus shot this video.
Let's not change the topic, guys.
With that said, LeBron opened up a school.
Yes.
Talk to me about that. He opened up a school, right?
The greatest basketball player ever now.
Well, we can't hate on him no more. Can I still hate on him?
Yeah.
He's the greatest basketball player ever.
We can't hate on him no more. We can't.
Like, he's gone over. He's just beat Michael Jordan for me.
That was hard
for me to say on wax.
Yeah. I can still hate on him, Jody?
I think you can.
Okay. Thank you.
Jody, you're tough.
She's so tough.
You know what it is? Jody's a very old soul.
I don't think so at all. No, I think Jody's very caught in the moment.
I think Jody's old. Elaborate, Jody.
I don't know. That's some shit that your Thea would say.
Like, get smacked with this shit. Keep talking. Get smacked.
You can hate on whoever you want to hate on.
Right. She got a bigger shirt on. I don't know. She's a little old school.
Go ahead, Jody.
Talk to us, Jody.
Why can we still hate on LeBron? Tell us.
Has anyone gotten murdered or killed over some LeBron sneakers?
I don't know.
They're very uncomfortable.
Yeah, but we're not talking about in that sense.
I'm sorry, I'm a fashion person.
Yeah, but the thing is
she's going to talk what she is.
She's going to talk. But you got to think. But at the end of the day, you got to think about what he just did to the community.
There's so many other athletes that have done bigger things, not to this measure. He opens up a school.
No, but he's paying for everybody.
He put like
100 kids in college.
See, crazy. I didn't know that. You didn't mention that.
Okay, now, he put 100 he kids in there for their tuition.
He opened up the school, crazy. Paid for 100 kids' tuition, free transportation, free breakfast, lunch, and
okay,
snacks.
So you guys didn't tell me the details.
He's doing what the politicians should have done. Exactly.
Okay, so yeah. Don't hate on him.
Like, he should go for the president after this shit.
Drop that beat effect. Let's see if I'm going to put you on the spot. Let's see if he can spit some bars for us. I'm even going to intro you in and all that, bro. We got this. This is how we're going to end the show.
Yo, listen, usually...
I can still hate on LeBron, but then Jody said I can't.
Y'all usually charge for this, but since Frank is my man... I used to love the original song
of this, bro, when I first started doing things I shouldn't be doing. This was a Nas record, and it was written. Fake love, no thugs, you get the force, when you fall, That was my, when I should've, it this was my hard. Motivation to do things I shouldn't be doing.
This shit hard now, though.
So before he starts, and before we end the show, thank you so much.
Tell them where they can find you.
And tell the audience where they can find you, your Instagram.
Appreciate it. Glory Lives Instagram, Glory Lives Twitter, GloryLives.com. Everything is Glory Lives, just as is.
And thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Okay.
I really appreciate you guys for having me out. First interview since. And I'm glad.
Hopefully this brings us to the next level. We're only rocking with the dopest people.
For sure.
We get some looks, like you got some looks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And if some people see that, yo, Jody Effect and Frank are doing their thing.
Right.
Then, you know, man.
Yeah, definitely.
I appreciate that.
Definitely. I appreciate you guys having me, man.
You ready?
Yo, wait. The beat's gonna drop?
When we gotta introduce him,
bro. Gotta bring you in. No, bro. I'm gonna rap. I gotta rap to the rapper.
Yeah.
The beat has to drop, though.
Like, it's coming, baby.
Yo. Off the head, B.
Go, guys.
Yo. Off the head.
Tony said, go, guys.
Yo. Yo. Yo, it's your boy Frank, aka the Boardy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know my story's explanatory.
Right.
I'm now rocking with that kid named Glory.
Ow.
Let's go. Tell him what's your story.
Yeah, Chuck, here we go, Frank. Frank did me a whole freestyle introduction and shit. I'm gonna get real with you guys right now. Chuck, look, stop stressing the small things. You need to focus more what joy brings. The only thing I'm stressing on, tripping on, might be my shoestrings. So stop with the bullshit and earrings. I'm on it. I'm performing. Anything I do, I'm on it. I'm freestyling. I'm feeling good. I'm just, I'm on it. I'm Jody. I'm FX. I'm Frank. I'm Stefan. I'm living my life the right way just to get on it. We've been here sitting in LMP, doing everything we do, nigga, it's ABC. The rhymes I'm hearing, the Travis Scott's and the who else, and the who else, I don't know, I'm just going on and I'm performing, I'm rapping, I'm living this life, I'm on it. I'm speaking, I'm talking, I'm giving my truths, I'm on it. This is Glory. Fuck it, this is my story. I'm about to bring it back. Check. Look, look. Life be like a seesaw. I was in the ER. Now I'm out in GR rocking G-Star on my leisure. It's amazing how they treat you. Just don't let the money change you. Getting high than the vapor. Have you ever seen the vapor? Felt the gun blazing shit. All I know was anger as the paranoia linger. Everybody talking anger. I'm talking about banger. I can't even curse. I'm chill. I can't do it, man.
Fire!
I appreciate you guys having me, though, man. I had fun. This was super dope. Jody, Frank, FX.
Yo.
Appreciate you, LMP.
Thank you, bro.
It's a dope podcast, man.
And with that, I think that's just the best way to end it, man. I can't even say nothing else, man. That was dope.
Right. Appreciate you. Thank you, guys. This is love, man. When the album drop, we back when the album drop.
Yo, check for that on iTunes, Static, that Joint Fighter. Check for them MTV BT.
Oh yeah.
We signed away the affidavit, we can rock it, guys. You already know what it is. Traffic Church, episode 11. Jodeci, Kid Glory, DJ Effect, all the effects, your boy Frank Lito. Super producer DJ Anthony, we out.
Lo Maximo Productions on the building.